Okay, I'm speaking today, so let us pray. Abba Father, I just pray that you'll open our eyes that you can see wondrous things from your Torah today. And may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in your presence, because you, Yehovah, are my rock and my redeemer. And I give you the glory for these words, and I just pray that the people that are hearing it will be receptive to them. I ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen. I've titled my message today, Remember This Day, and I've taken it from our readings from Shemot, Exodus chapter 13, 3 to 5. And as Moshe said, go to the people, remember this day on which you left Egypt, the abode of slavery, because Yehovah, by the strength of his hand, has brought you out of this land. Please do not eat hamatz. You are leaving today in the month of Aviv, when Yehovah brings you into the land of the Canaanite, the Hitti, the Emori, the Hivi, and the Yevusi, which he swore to your ancestors to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey. You are to observe this ceremony, that is the ceremony of Passover, in this month. And in verses 12 to 14, it says, this will be a day for you to remember and celebrate as a festival for Yehovah from generation to generation. You are to celebrate it as a perpetual regulation. In other words, it should still be going today. It's not something that should have stopped when Yeshua gave his life on the stake, but it continues. We should still be observing the festival of Pesach. But we all have important days in our life to remember. It's little Josh's birthday today. He loves to remember his birthday. Might be an anniversary, special events. People like to celebrate Australia Day. Even days of infamy, we remember days. Do you remember what you were doing the day Kennedy was assassinated? I remember it well. Or 9/11. These days are common to everyone, but we can also add Yehovah's holy days. They are not common to everyone, but they're common to us, and they should be common to all believers. But our most important day should be this day. As Moshe said, remember this day. This day he brought us out. This day, this month, the month of Aviv, it was this day that Yehovah delivered his people, and he also delivered us. Do you remember the day and the place when Yehovah delivered you out of bondage? The day, the place, the time when you made a commitment to accept Yeshua as your Messiah and follow his ways, including observing his Torah? I remember mine. I can remember the place. I can remember what I was doing. The day was a Thursday. It was the 28th of December, 1951, and it was about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. We should never forget this day. This is the day of our new beginnings, of a new hope and a new future. But what do we have to remember? Shaul said, forgetting what is behind me. In Philippians 3 and verse 13, he says, brothers, I for my part do not think of myself as having yet gotten hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining forward towards what lies ahead. It doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It's what ahead in the future that's important. We have to forget the junk, that is, don't dwell on immoral thoughts. Don't dwell on wickedness of your past. Remember, you were a bondman, a slave to sin, and sin represents slavery in Egypt. In Devarim, or Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 12, it says, Remember that you were a slave in Egypt. Then you will keep and obey these laws. That is the Torah. And in 24:18 of Devarim, remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and Yehovah your Elohim redeemed you from there. And in 24:22, remember that you were a slave in Egypt. That is why I am ordering you to do this. And in 5:15, you are to remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yehovah your Elohim brought you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, I, Yehovah your Elohim, has ordered you to keep the day of Shabbat, and each and every one of you sitting here, each and every one of you listening online, are doing just that. You're keeping Shabbat. Devarim 15:15 says, remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yehovah your Elohim redeemed you. That is why I am giving you this order. Yehovah repeats himself over and over again. Why? So that we get the message. I believe he wants us to remember that what we were before he found us. And remember, it was he who found you. It was he who found me before we ever found him. He gave us a choice of following him or rejecting him. And we can praise Yah that we decided to follow him. But before he delivered us, he had to clean us up. We cannot just say a sinner's prayer and be miraculously delivered. It just don't work that way. He needs to wash us clean through confessing of specific sins pertaining to each individual. No blanket prayer can do that. We need to be straightened up, or as I put it, have our thought processes and actions realigned to conform to Yehovah and Yeshua, as it is our best example of how we can realign our lives to his, to be able to follow Yehovah fully and completely. I was a sinner, bound to devil's hell. I was in bondage. I was a captive of sin and shame. And I have to admit, I'm one of the blessed ones. Because I accepted Yeshua at a young age and was not as bound as someone who lived a worldly life and Yeshua came into their life later. But it doesn't make me any better than anyone who came later. It just makes me blessed. Because I was in bondage, but praise be to Yehovah, he delivered me and set me free. Can you all say amen to that? In Ephesians 2:1-5, it says, you used to be dead because of your sins and acts of disobedience. You walked in the ways of the Olam Hazeh, that is this world, and obeyed the rulers of the powers of the air who were still at work among the disobedient. Indeed, we all once lived this way. We followed the passions of our old nature and obeyed the wishes of our old nature and our own thoughts. In our natural condition, we were headed for Yehovah's wrath, just like everyone else. But Yehovah is so rich in mercy and loves us with such intense love that even when we were dead because of our acts of disobedience, he brought us to life along with the Messiah. It is by grace that you have been delivered. And in 1 Corinthians 9:11, it says, don't you know that the unrighteous will have no share in the kingdom of Elohim? Don't delude yourselves. People who engage in sex before marriage, who worship idols, who engage in sex after marriage with someone other than their spouse, who engage in active or passive homosexuality, who steal, who are greedy or get drunk, who assail people with contemptuous language, who rob, none of them will share in the kingdom of Elohim. Some of you used to do these things, but you've cleansed yourselves. You've been set apart for Yehovah. You have come to be counted righteous, through the power of Adonai Yeshua the Messiah and the Ruach of our Elohim. I believe Yehovah wants to remember how he delivered us. That is, he delivered us with power. And he delivered us with majesty. He delivered us with might, and he delivered us with great wonders. He also delivered us with great glory and strength. He delivered us as if we had passed through the Sea of Suf. Yehovah can do all things, and he has a mighty or strong hand. In Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 34, it says, "Or has Yehovah ever tried to go and take for himself a nation from the very bowels of another nation by means of ordeals, signs, wonders, war, a mighty hand, an outstretched arm, and great terrors, like all that Yehovah Elohim did for you in Egypt before your very eyes?" And in 5:15 it says, "You are to remember that you are a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yehovah brought you out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm." And in 6:21 it says, "We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Yehovah brought us out of Egypt by a strong hand." And in chapter 7 and verse 8 of Devarim, "Rather, it was because Yehovah loved you, because he wanted to keep the oath which he had sworn to your ancestors, that Yehovah brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from a life of slavery under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." And from our reading today, speaking of the day of Matzah, it says in Shemot Exodus chapter 13, verses 8 to 9, "On that day you are to tell your son, 'It is because of what Yehovah did for me when I left Egypt. Moreover, it will serve you as a sign on your hand, as a reminder between your eyes, so that Yehovah's Torah may be on your lips, because with a strong hand Yehovah brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" When we remember how Yehovah set us free, we begin to realize if he did it then, he can do it again. His power is still the same today. When the children of Israel wanted meat to eat, Yehovah said, "You will have it for a whole month." It was here that Moshe began to doubt. There were 600,000 men on foot, not counting women and children. And we know that there were far more than 600,000 women and children. They were to receive meat for a whole month, and yet they were in the wilderness. Moshe's thoughts were, there's not enough flocks in the earth or fish in the sea to supply enough meat for a month. But what was Yehovah's reply? In Bamidbar Numbers 11:23, Yehovah answered Moshe, "Has Yehovah's arm grown short? Now you will see whether I said will happen what. Now you will see whether what I said will happen or not." And in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 59 and verse 1, says, "Yehovah's arm is not too short to save, nor is his ear too dull to hear." And in Yeshayahu 50, verses 2 and 3, "Why was no one here when I came? Why, when I called, did nobody answer? Is my arm too short to redeem? Have I too little power to save? With my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into desert. Their fish rot for lack of water, and they die of thirst. I dress the heavens in black to mourn and make their covering sackcloth." In 2 Kings verse 7, the Syrians had Samaria besieged, and Elisha said to the king, "About this time tomorrow, a measure of fine flour to be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel." And that's in Malachim Bate, 2 Kings 7, 1 and 2. Elisha answered, "Listen to the word of Yehovah. Here is what Yehovah says. Tomorrow by this time, 6 quarts of fine flour will sell for only a shekel, half a bushel of flour for a shekel in the market at the gate of Shomron." The servant on whose arm the king was leaning answered the man of Elohim, "Why, this couldn't happen, even if Yehovah made windows in heaven." Elisha answered, "All right, you yourself will see it with your own eyes, but you won't eat any of it." So when we go further down the chapter in Malachi 7:20, it says that is exactly what happened to him, because the people trampled him down in the gateway so that he died. The servant was trodden underfoot because of his doubt and his unbelief. All he had to do was to speak the word. The word was spoken into existence with the sound of Yehovah's voice. He's just as powerful today. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in Luke 1:37, it says, "For with Yehovah, nothing is impossible." Nothing. How long should we remember this day? Devarim, Deuteronomy 16 and verse 3 says, "You are not to eat any hummus with it. For 7 days you are to eat it with matzah, the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste. Thus you will remember the day you left the land of Egypt, as long as you live." This feast is to be observed as long as there is humans on this earth. This is why observing Yehovah's feasts are so important. We eat the bread of affliction for 7 days each year in obedience to Yehovah's word. The day you left the land of Egypt was the day of your salvation. So you need to remember that also as long as you live. It's also important to remember what Yeshua did. Why, you might ask? That is so we don't lose what we have. We have the victory. We have the joy. We have peace of our salvation so that we don't end back in Egypt. In this selfie and social media generation, why do we take so many pictures? Victory is lost the very moment you forgot what you won. All too often, if we forget, we'll be like the dog that Yeshua spoke about, the one that returns to its own vomit. We will return to the stench and the filth if we forget how bad it was before he delivered us. So what is there to go back to but a life of misery, a life of pain, a life of heartache? Many people were lost and miserable when Yeshua found them. I remember where he found me, as I said, and I praise Yah daily that he set me free, allowed me to spend the last 69 years under Yehovah's covering and protection. I know what the doctors have told me about me. And without Yehovah in my life, and the words of Yeshua to live by and by his example, they have said I would not be the person I am today. That is, even if I would be alive. Because most people with my condition, at the time I was told this, wouldn't have lived through it. He said it was only my faith that got me through. Why remember, you might ask? We come to the realization that Yehovah didn't bring us out to watch us drown. He didn't bring us out to see us starve or fail along the way. The Hebrews were hungry, so they were given manna from heaven. They were thirsty, so Moshe struck a rock and Yehovah watered them. They had needs. Yehovah supplied them all. Even their sandals didn't wear out in 40 years. They came to a sea in front of them with mountains all around them. It looked like there was no way to go, it would seem, especially with the Egyptians coming in the route that they'd just come. But Yehovah didn't deliver them just to let them fail along the way. He took them through. He may not remove the obstacle in front of you, but he will take you through it. As it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, "But he told me, 'My grace is enough for you, for my power is brought to perfection in weakness. Therefore, I'm very happy to boast about my weaknesses in order that the Messiah's power will rest upon me.'" If you trust Yeshua and you follow him, he will make a way of escape with every temptation that comes your way. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "No temptation has seized you beyond what people normally experience. And Yehovah can be trusted not to allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. On the contrary, along with the temptation, he will also provide the way out so that you will be able to endure." Yehovah didn't let the Hebrews fail along the way, and he didn't bring you out to let you die in the way. Yehovah sees where you are. He knows what your situations are, and he's going to take you through whatever it is you need to go through with his help. You need to rely on him. In Zechariah 4 and verse 6, it says, "Then he answered me, 'This is the word of Yehovah to Zerubbabel, not by force, not by power, but by my ruach, or spirit, says Yehovah Zevaot.'" We are blessed because we have the Ruach HaKodesh dwelling within us. Not even Zechariah had the Ruach permanently within him. In closing, I want you to see the first place Yehovah took the Hebrews. In Shemot, Exodus 13, 7-18, it says, "After Paro had let the people go, Yehovah did not guide them through to the highway that goes through the land of the Philistim, because it was close by. Yehovah thought that the people, upon seeing war, might change their minds and return to Egypt. Rather, Yehovah led the people by a roundabout route through the desert by the Sea of Suf. The people of Israel went up from the land of Egypt fully armed." Why do you think they went fully armed? They went because Yehovah didn't want them to return to Egypt. But he also needed to test them. He needed to test them before he could let them go back to Canaan. He did it for them. He will do it for you. Yes, you will be tested. There will be testing. We were tested today with the internet, but we got through. We all know that they failed the first test and it ended up in the wilderness for 40 years. Now that might seem a long time for most of you, but it's only 2 years off half my life, so it's not long for me. But so far, we've been tested and tested all through our lives. And if we become complacent, we'll end up back in Egypt. But as I said in the beginning, remember this day. This day is the day that you came out of Egypt. Remember the day when your life was back before you accepted Yeshua. And be determined never to go back to that place again. And I praise Yah that he brought me out. I'm sure many of you are doing the same. Because we can't afford to go back there. We can't afford to let what we did in our past life affect the future. The future that we've got ahead of us is going to be more testing, probably, than what we've ever experienced because of the world and the way it is today. Young people today, I feel so sorry for, and I'm not joking. They live a life that I didn't live. My youth, my teen years were in the 50s and the very early 60s. It was easy then. There wasn't the internet. There weren't nightclubs. You know, alcohol, you didn't touch alcohol before you were 21. You stayed at home until you were married. You didn't leave home and live separate lives. It just, you know, yes, we left school at 13 and 14 and started earning a living. That's why I built my first home at 19, because I started work at 14. But the point was, it was much easier then than it is today. Young people today have got so much misguidance coming their way through peers, through the internet, through social media, through just the world news, and social norms are so different. And it's so much harder for them. I train my grandchildren, hopefully. I see them daily, that they get the right training. Because once they get to university in high school, it's so much different, even though my grandson's in high school at the moment. It's so much different. Children today are taught to have an opinion and to voice their opinion. In the 50s, the 40s and the 50s, children were seen and not heard. We weren't allowed an opinion. It was so different. But it's so much easier to fall into sin, so much more available. Drugs are available. We didn't have drugs in our day, they didn't exist. I lived in a blessed age, I know. I accepted Yeshua when I was only 8 years old. But I praise Yah that I've never turned away from it. And I just pray for every one of our young people that are here. I am so blessed. And I feel so blessed that so many young people want to come every Shabbat, want to be taught by Miss Davina and those in the other room, and she does an amazing job. Because without that training, we've got no idea where they will end up. And I praise Yah for each and every one of you, the parents that are raising those children, because it's not an easy job. And we just pray that Yah's hand will be upon you as you are tested continually by those children, because it does happen. So has anyone got any questions? Good, we will go to the remembrance service.